Okay, we're continuing with Sipurim Maisios, Mimelech veKesar. So we talked about last time that we have the Melech, which represents Bina, and the Kesar, which represents Chachma, and Chachma and Bina have to combine together in order to create man. That's one of the, where the Zohar says that Pshat, there are many Pshats in Na'aseh Adam, why in plural? According to the Zohar, Na'aseh Adam, that the Bina has to be Mizdavig to the Chachma in order to create man. And both Bina and Chachma have children. The Kesar has a bat, and the Melech has a ben. Melech has a ben, which represents the Zer Anpin, all the Midos, because the Bina gives birth to all the Midos, as Rabbi Nachman talks about in Torah Mem Tet. And Chachma gives birth to Malchus, which is the Bat, the daughter of the Kesar. And now we're going to take this story into that the Ben and the Bas represent Emuna, which is connected to Malchus, which is connected to Chachma, and Das. Das is our knowledge in this world, and that the Das is connected straight up to Chachma. The Das is connected to Bina, and the Emuna is connected to Chachma. Now, what's Emuna and Das? It's a very complex connection. It's seemingly they don't go together, Emuna and Das. Emuna is our natural Emuna in Hashem, as the Ish Kodesh writes, that man was created with a natural Emuna to Hashem, but we messed it up with everything in life that we get entangled in. We lose our natural Emuna in Hashem. And Emuna is the Emuna Pshuta that many, many, many people have, that there's a God in the universe. And as little children, we talked about God and we talked about Hashem so easily. And then what comes into the world is Das. And that Das, which is knowledge about the world, knowledge about science, even knowledge about Torah, could sometimes seemingly get in the way of that simple Emuna. Because if we're in the mode of knowledge, so then we drop the Emuna Pshuta because we want to know Hashem through knowledge and not through just Emuna Pshuta. And the answer is, the Lubavitcher Rebbe gave this answer in his Igros HaTshuva, when he answered, the Hasidim were asked about Emuna and Das. Can Emuna Pshuta go with Das? I mean, maybe it's worth it not to know anything and just base ourselves on Emuna Pshuta. So he says, no, they go together. That the higher the level the Das is, the higher the level the Emuna Pshuta is. And they're not one against each other. Emuna and Das are building off each other. The Emuna needs the Das, and the Das needs the Emuna. And this is basically the story of Emuna and Das trying to come together. The Zachar Nekeva trying to get together. And so we're going to pick it up to that the Melech had his daughter, and the Kesar had his son, or vice versa. And they were supposed to marry each other. V'nasa Kesar, the base of Olid Bas, right? The Kesar had a bat. V'amelech went to his house, and he had a ben. And they're supposed to get married, meaning Emuna and Das, or you could say the Zer Anpin, the Midos, and Malchus have to come together. And they forgot about it. V'nishkach me'em. They forgot about it. V'nizdamnu shnei meitzo melam re'echad. V'yu'ovim zeh et zeh ma'od. V'nizkashu b'neim. Shisu zeh zeh la'zeh. But they came together, this Ben and Bas, seemingly by chance, obviously not by chance, but they came together with this one Melamed, and they loved each other very much. Emuna v'Das got together very, very well. And they said, we're going to get married, just like the old pact of the Kesar and the Melech. But the Kesar and the Melech forgot about it. V'notel ben Melech tabat, v'notel al yoda, v'nitchatnu yachad. The Ben said, let's get married together. And the Ben gives a tabat and puts it on her hand. V'nitchatnu yachad. And they got married. The Emuna v'Das comes together. Now, this idea of the tabas is going to come throughout many times in the story. This idea of the tabas is going to come up many times. We'll get to it as we go along. But the Tabat represents the Bardas, the Ish, the man, the Das, giving the Tabat to the Isha. What's the idea here? The Emunah needs the Chizik of the Das. As we talked about, Emunah Pshuta alone without any Das can't hold. The Emunah without Das, the Emunah could go into many things. You know, you can have Emunah Pshuta, and many, many, many Goyim have Emunah Pshuta, but their Emunah Pshuta is in Yashka. Or their Emunah Pshuta is in Allah, which is also God, but the Emunah Pshuta could be put into many, 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 many different directions. And therefore, the Emunah needs the rudder of Das. Right? As it says in Mishlei, Peti Amin Lechol Davar. The Emunah, the natural Emunah, can lead us to very, very, very bad places. And therefore, the Emunah needs Das. And the Ish, the Bar Das, teaches the woman how to believe. And the woman is the believer, is the Emunah. And that's through the Tabas. The Tabas represents Ve'emunoscha Sivosecha, that the Das is going around the Emunah and holding the Emunah together. Not to have Emunah Kazbiot, which means Emunah, strange Emunahs. No, but the Tabas is being Makif, the Emunah, and holding the Emunah into place. Because the Emunah itself doesn't have Das. And therefore, the ring represents the Ura Makif on the Emunah, what's keeping the Emunah in the proper Emunah into Hashem. And that's the ring that the boy gives the girl, that the Das gives to Emunah. And that is the Ur HaMelamed, that they go to a Melamed, that's the Ur HaDas that's holding the Emunah together. The Achar Kach Shalach HaKesar Achar Bito Ve'evil Lebito. Now, Kesar gets involved and says, takes his daughter back. V'gama melech shalach achar b'no v'vila beito. And all of a sudden the melech calls back his son. Now this is the natural reaction of the Emunah v'das, that the Kesar says, Emunah? She should be involved with Das? I don't want that to happen. That could ruin the Emunah Pshuta. That could ruin the pristine Emunah. Don't have Das. Come with me. Come back to me. And the Melech, and by the way, we go through these struggles day in and day out. And the Melech calls back to Das and says, Das, you're getting involved with Emunah Pshuta? That's too low for you. Who are you? Some person on the street saying that you believe in God? What is that? And they call them back, and they break up the shidduch. V'midavim shidduch l'basa kesar, v'lortza shum shidduch mas machmas iskashus. But the Bas Kesar remembered, the Emunah remembered the Das, and wasn't interested in anything, because she understood that she has to be together with Das, and she got the Tabat, that the Das is holding the Emunah. Now, why didn't the Melech and the Kesar understand the importance of that? That's an interesting question. I think people get lost when they're one-track minded. We get lost a little bit, and when your only track is Emunah, you don't want Das, and when your only track is Das, you don't want Emunah. And I think they got kind of kivyochol. Everything is here is a mashal kivyochol. They got stuck in their midah, their Emunah or Das, and it can't go together. But the Bat Kesar knew that the only way, the only shidduch for her, the only shidduch for Emunah is only Das. V'aben melech hayam megageh mod achareah. And the Ben Melech also was mitkageya to the simple Emunah. The simple Emunah, the Das understood that Das alone can't get him anywhere. Gama Bas Kesar Yisad Seva Tamid. And the Bas Kesar was sad about this, that the Emunah was lacking the Das. Vaya Kesar Malicha Lechatzer Shalo, Paltin Shalo, Vereo Sekdulasa. And the Kesar was bringing around his daughter and saying, the beauty, look how great Emunah is. What do you need Das for? Look how pristine Emunah is. What are you doing? But she knew that without Das, that the Tachlis Emunah is Laredes Lamata. And in order to Lared Lamata, you have to have Das. In order to be Mechazik the Adam Bizman Esayon, to be Ma'or the Rachim Hashem, you need to be together with Das, which is in Olam Hazeh. What the Kesar is doing is, don't get your feet dirty. Have pure Emunah. Don't get your feet dirty. Don't learn anything. Let me shut you off from the whole world, because it's just going to show you, push you off. But the Bas Kesar knows that in order to have real, real Emunah, it has to come down to this world. It has to be with Das. She got sick. The Bardas got sick. V'chol ma sheshalu oto al ma tochol. Everybody says, "What's you sick? Doc honey machaser. What are you missing, Das? What are you missing? Why are you so sick? What's the matter with you?" Lo ratzel agid. He didn't tell. Maybe this is connected to the first piece of Sichas Aran. Ata yadati. I can't tell. Once I was exposed to emuna. Ata yadati ki gadol. Now I know that I'm going to Hashem, and I can't explain it to you what I'm missing, what I'm sick about over here. I can't explain. I was exposed to Emuna. I was miskasha to Emuna. I can't explain why I'm so sick and I missed the Emuna, and nobody could understand it. This is Mr. Das. He has everything. Then the Melech understood that my son was married to the was destined to marry the Bas Kesar, and says, "Let me get that back together because I see my son is not doing well without it." Chatuna. Chatuna. Then he says to his Kesar, "Get ready. We're going to have a marriage. We're going to have a wedding." Kikfar niskashu mikodem, because they're already together. So let's get them back together. The Kesar didn't want the marriage, again, because he wanted Emunah to stay pristine. He didn't want Emunah to come down to this world. But yet, he couldn't be misarev. He couldn't hold back. He says, "Send your son and let me see if he has true das. Let me see if he can run the nation." As Yossi bito alav, and then I'll marry my daughter to the das. V'shalach b'no I love v'oshivu ha'kesar b'toch cheder u'masal u'nayros al'iske medina l'rosh im'yuchol enog medina. So he went to see. Obviously, I'm skipping over great sodos here, but we can't get to everything. But ben melech ha'im et gagem od l'rotot, the ben melech just wanted to see her. The bardas wanted to see the emuna. Right, it wasn't enough that he was good with his chidushei Torah and his chasidus and his das and his bonenus. No, he wanted to get to the nekuda amitit of emuna. Rabbi Nachman actually speaks very strongly. I think he was referring to Chabad, but the Baal Tanya talked about his bonenus. To just think about the das of Hashem, Rabbi Nachman was very against that, and he said that his bodedus can lead you on a very, very bad path. One needs his bodedus, which means part of his bodedus is dibur with Hashem, not just thinking about Hashem's, you know, pure das. You have to have emuna. Emuna is dibur. Dibur is emuna. Hemanti ki adaber. You need the dibur with this. So the Ben Melech knew that his bodenus wasn't enough. He wanted his bodenus. He wanted the emuna. And he wasn't able to see her. Pam echad, halach etzel kosel shel aspaklar meira. But then he passed a wall, a kotel, which had a mirror on it. And through this mirror, he was able to see her. V'rahosa, and she saw through this mirror. Just the idea of the kotel, we know the Rabbi Nachman, in Torah Chafei, talks about Kotel as a tziruf of Chav Vav, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, 26. And together with Tel represents everything, everybody's, like Tel Talpiyot, that everybody's kavanas to the Beis HaMikdash, and all the tefillos make a Tel, and the Shar Shamayim. And the idea is that Yud Kei Vav Kei is a mixture of the Chav Vav and the Tel, that's a Kotel. So for Chav Vav is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is mekabel from the Shechina. The tail is the Shechina, which is all of Tfilas Am Yisrael. That a wall can only stand when there's a yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Shechina, and that's also a yichud of Emunah V'das. It's a yichud also of the sun and the sun and the moon, right? The sun, the moon being Malchus Bina, and the sun being Chochma, which is the Ben. And he's by the Kotel, and he sees an Aspaklaria Meira. He sees a beautiful, he sees the Amuna and the reflection of the Muna from the Das. V'nafal Chaloshus, and he had such Chalishus Hadas, Ubasi Yelav V'nartu. And he wanted to wake up the Shechin and says, "Come on, V'sipulo She'eno Rotsa Shum Shirich Maschus Ishkai." He goes, "I don't want anything else, I just want you." Said, "What should I do? My father doesn't want it." That's what the Bas Kesar said. Va'omra afal pichen, and she said, afal pichen, and that's the Amuna saying, afal pichen. Sometimes in life we have to say, afal pichen, even if the kesar, even if my father doesn't want it, even if this certain odds are against us, afal pichen, we have to be together. I know we have to be together. My father's making a big mistake. He forgot about it. And those words, afal pichen, are very strong. So we'll stop there. And it looks like that the Ben and the Bas, Amuna and Das, are going to come together. Doesn't look like there's any other way to live life. However, as we're going to learn throughout the story, there are many, many menios and ikuvim and nisyonos of the Amuna and Das tearing away from each other and having trying to come back together as one.